Well, ladies and gentlemen, usually every Saturday morning, just around this time, you would get the entertainment report. You're still going to get the entertainment report, but it's entertainment about grooving in the park. I think the entertainment guru is on the phone lines. Good morning, Anthony Turner. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Raskly. I'm always everything, man.
Boy, Anthony, I'm just about at the end of my recovery from grooving in the park. My legs are back, almost back to normal, Anthony, but I've been blessed. How was your week?
Yeah, man, it has been blessed. Still, you know, as a lot of people may not know that even though grooving is done from Sunday, there's a lot of mopping up things that has to be done.
Yeah.
People want content, people want videos, people want
everything.
Calling. So it's a lot of things.
Yeah. Life goes on. Life goes on because, you know, Anthony, today is July 1st. Today is International Reggae Day. But today is also the day that a draconian immigration law goes in effect in Florida. Pay attention, folks. This law is not a good law. I think we also have co-producer and executive producer Christopher Roberts on the line. Good morning, Chris. Okay, Chris is not here.
But one thing before we go on, right?
Hold on, let me check. One second. Let me check and see if Andrea is on. Andrea, good morning.
Morning.
Yes, good morning. Well, Andre's on, Anthony's on. Anthony, what were you saying?
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, I know part of your mission is always to talk about giving back. And today is actually a special day. The DLW Give Back Charity Foundation, and their mission is really to help to serve the poor in Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
And they're hosting their annual fish fry today. And next Saturday, it happens at the Guy R. Farmers Laundromat parking lot. That's 145, that's 87 Guy R. Borough Boulevard in Queens.
Mm-hmm.
And entertainment by DJ Anointed and DJ Apache Finger. So just wanted to get that out there. So before we move into the thank yous for Grooving in the Park 2023.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have now ventured into our featured segment. It is called Mic Check. And this morning, ladies and gentlemen, the next 60 minutes is to say thank you. Thank you to all the thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people who came out. Earlier on this morning, we had the production company African Roots, Mr. Peter Campbell. We spoke about the production of Grooving in the Park, and without the production company, there will be no stage, there will be no sounds, there will be nothing like that in the park. So what we did in our community engagement segment this morning is to have Mr. Peter Campbell, who leads African Roots, say his thank you. And now, in this segment, we will be joined by executive producer Mr. Christopher Roberts, co-producer Andrea Bullins. She also handles marketing. Anthony, you has the publicist. And then on the other hand, it's a gentleman by the name of Ras Clem that hosts Grooving Radio and co-produce Grooving in the Park. So as we await Christopher Roberts to join us, Anthony Turner, from your end, do you want to start your thank you with all the people who worked with you on Sunday? Or leading up to Sunday and also on Sunday? Go ahead, Anthony.
Yes, absolutely. Of course, Maxine has been a part of my team from even before we started doing Grooving, and she's always been a tower strength. So, Maxine Grease, we really appreciate and love what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we look forward to continuing the work.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there's Sandra and, you know, a host of other folks who work with us over the years. Mr. Dave Rodney,
mm-hmm.
who is my partner at Images LLC. So, just want to thank all of them for their support.
Mm-hmm.
And we certainly, in terms of the media, Rascal.
Oh, we don't want to get...
Boy,
no, let's not go down that road. That is coming, Anthony.
Okay.
That piece is coming.
Okay.
But before we go down that road, you know, Grooving in the Park would not be possible without our presenting sponsors. And you know, the number one presenting sponsor for Grooving in the Park, the Door Restaurant. Without the Door Restaurant, they would not have been a Grooving in the Park. And you know, sponsorship is a tough thing. It's really a heavy load. So anyone who handles sponsorship have that burden of bringing names, big names, into the park. And this is where our co-producer, Andrea Bullins, comes in. And marketing grooving in the park. Good morning again, Miss Bullins.
Hi, good morning. Morning to your listeners.
Well, as we kick the baton over to you, I just mentioned sponsorship and how hard it is to gain sponsorship. I talk about the door being the number one presenting sponsors. This year, we had three presenting sponsors, the door, Uber Eats, and Colgate. Talk to us about sponsorship, and you can start there with your thank yous.
Yes, hi. Sponsorship for Groovin this year includes, as you mentioned already, the Door Restaurant, Uber Eats, Colgate, returning to Groovin for a second year. We also have Grace Foods, the Smokehouse Restaurant, joining us for the first time, Resort World Casino, or Resort World Group of Companies. JN Money, they've been with us since the earlier years.
Mm-hmm.
And Jamaica Tourist Board,
mm-hmm.
Castle, which is also another new sponsor,
mm-hmm.
and Reuben Radio.
We also had on stage, and they did an excellent job from all the way down there in Jamaica. And when they come here, we can talk about the work that they do, and also KingstonCornershop.com. We're still awaiting Christopher Roberts, our executive producer, to join us. But as we say thank you this morning, Anthony Turner, last week was... It was a very special week. It was a very challenging week also, because when you looked at the weather report, Anthony, in your mind, did you think it was going to rain on Sunday, Anthony?
Well, the thing about it, I was monitoring the weather for the past couple of weeks leading up, and I know the weatherman is saying one thing, but God has another plan. And I know Groovin is a blessed organization. It's a blessed company. It's an event that the community looks forward to being a part of. So I had no fear that the skies would not open up. Or if it did, it would just be for a little shower of blessings, just for a few minutes. But thank God we had picture-perfect weather. It wasn't too hot, it wasn't too cold, so boy, thanks for that.
We are now joined by executive producer Mr. Christopher Roberts, the man with the broadest shoulder in New York City. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, Clem, good morning. Good morning, everyone. And I want to say good morning also to all our listeners.
Indeed, indeed. Well, you know, Chris, boy, it's Groovin is 6 days behind us. We had a wonderful presentation on Sunday. We were just talking about sponsorship and thanking the sponsors. Anthony, thank his working staff who worked with him before and during the event. It is now your time, Christopher Roberts, to lay out your thank you. Thank who you want to thank. Go ahead, sir.
you know, Clem, there are just so many people to thank. And, you know, we always say, let's not call the names, because we don't want to forget anyone mm-hmm. who played a key role. But, mm-hmm. First, I want to say, of course, thanks to the man above who made everything possible, but also for sparing us with a day like that in mm-hmm. terms of the weather.
Mm-hmm.
Leading up to Sunday, mm-hmm. June 25th, we watched the weather like 10 times a day, hoping that it would change, because the forecast was rain and or scattered showers. And that changed. So we were very, very blessed to have a day like that.
Mm-hmm.
The list of people to thank is very long. This year, Groovin, there's a change within the parks department, where the citywide special event team
mm-hmm.
Out of the mayor's office handle events like Groovin once the event is of a certain size.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a larger team. But it was a really interesting, they were really supportive, really helped in areas that, we needed help. And they were able to bring all the city agencies together for mm-hmm. meetings. agencies like the NYPD, the fire department, the building department, MTA, everyone was on board and everyone was excited to make it happen. So, you know, I am very grateful for that team. In the past, it wasn't like this. Mm-hmm. You know, everything was handled more locally, mm-hmm. and it was harder to get the teams like that involved. Of course, you know, when events like this, and you know, we all know, Clem, you know, Andrea Anton, it really takes a toll on our family for weeks. I mean, there's just so much that goes into it. So, of course, I want to make sure I thank my family because, you know how much sacrifice has to be made to make this happen. I mean, I just sleepless nights. Mm-hmm. The NYPD, as usual, they were phenomenal. They're real supportive. Mm-hmm. Even and you know, when we were running overtime, they were right there with us. You know, guys, take your time, mate. You know, it's not that bad. Mm-hmm. You know, you're good. The FDNY, from we opened, before we opened the gate on Sunday, mm-hmm. they were there, they checked everything, they made sure we were fine. Our sponsors, I mean, of course, you know, we can't have these events without a certain amount of sponsorship. Mm-hmm. We're not at the level we'd like to be, but this year, you know, we are fortunate to have Uber Eats and Colgate and, of course, Grace came back mm-hmm. and all the other sponsors. They're the ones who make it possible because when you look at the ticket price mm-hmm. for these lineups, mm-hmm. I mean, you can easily pay $100 to see Charlie Wilson. Mm-hmm. So, you know, plus you have all the other acts. Mm-hmm. So we are grateful for them. Our production team, you know, Peter, I think Peter is online, but boy, I you know, and sometimes I don't know how he pulls it off. I mean, there are sleepless nights in the park from we start loading in Thursday and finish load out say Tuesday, and all that for that time, you know, you just have to sit there and make sure everything falls into place. And not just the stage, the sun and the lighting, mm-hmm. but also the guys who do our fence and the garbage. You know, all mm-hmm. these people make it work. They're just such a big team that is required to get this done. Mm-hmm. Our vendors, you know, when a month leading up to the concert, you know how it is, the vendors start calling, everyone wants to get in. But boy, it is just so much work for them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes, you know, they don't even make the sales that they would like to even break even. Mm-hmm. Yet they'll come back. Mm-hmm. You know, so I want to thank all the vendors also. Mm-hmm. You know, overall, Clem, you know, they and the listeners, you know, we're just so fortunate and we're just so grateful for the entire audience, everyone, mm-hmm. all the stakeholders, mm-hmm. but most importantly is the audience. Mm-hmm. I mean, people come out, they support, mm-hmm. and they remain sociable. Mm-hmm. You know, it's great when we can have these kind of events of this magnitude mm-hmm. right here in our community mm-hmm. without one incident.
Mm-hmm.
That's
indeed
key. Because so, you know, again, I just want to thank everyone who came out, everyone who supported. I know there are people out there who bought tickets but did not send because they want to support, so they gave them away or whatever they did with them. Mm-hmm. Those people, even though they weren't in the audience, we are very, 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 very grateful for them also.
Indeed.
Media. Mm-hmm. There's just so many people who helped us to promote. We had a very, very short time this year mm-hmm. To promote the event, which I was most nervous about is the time that we had to promote the event. Mm-hmm. But we were really supporting, and Anthony can speak more about individuals or the companies that were involved. But they came out, they supported us from the get-go, mm-hmm. and even more on the day off. And even now, they continue to post stuff and you know, print stuff, whatever it is.
Right.
So we are really, really grateful for that. And that's mm-hmm. key. That's key for any event.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So, I know, Yeah, Chris, before we even go any further, the fact that earlier on Anthony mentioned the media. And, you know, Anthony, I must say that we have two outside forces here that support our street promotion, and that is Sean, DJ Sean from Future FM, and DJ Ellie from Red Hot Radio. When we take Groovin' in the Park to the streets, those two teams really support us wholeheartedly. And I must say a big thank you right here on WVIP 93.5. I would like to say a big thank you to everyone. When we announced Groovin' in the Park, I asked who is going to be on board with us. And certainly we have to go across the bridge and say thanks to the team over there at Irie Jam Radio, and especially DJ Roy and Mr. Corporate, Anthony Turner. They went above and beyond over there at Irie Jam Radio. And I'll kick it back to you now, Anthony, for the rest of the media that came out of Jamaica and others.
Yeah, you mentioned about Irie Jam and DJ Roy. One of the interviews that stood out in my mind, Ras Clem, is two things. When I was driving on the road going home one Saturday, and I think you were probably driving home, and Roy called us and bridged us. It wasn't even planned, and got the both of us on together. That was a special moment. Mm. And the other significant moment that a lot of people may not even know is that on the Monday, when it was announced that Spice would not be on Groovin' Radio, I was depressed, really, and she was depressed. I'm saying, here is this festival that we've worked on for 10 years. Mm. We've taken it to a certain level, and this incident looks like it's going to, you know, really put a damp on what would happen. And on Tuesday morning, about 9 o'clock, DJ Roy called me and said, Anthony, I know it's a tough time now, but we are here for you. Any interview that you want to do, I am available to do it. Mm. That he, and just the encouragement that he gave me, team, really encouraged me to lift me. But in terms of some of the other media, you spoke about On Stage, and their support has been just phenomenal. Mm-hmm. From the get-go, and even while the event was going on, and post-event, I know today they're going to be doing a special Groovin' program. Entertainment Report came up from Jamaica, the Gleaner in Jamaica, the Jamaica Observer. They were actually on you know, at the event to cover, and they did not just one story. I think they did multiple stories, which a lot of times don't really even happen. Sometimes when they come up, it's just one post story. We're getting stories. In fact, the very first story that was published in both in the Jamaica Observer happened about within half an hour after Marion Hall left the stage.
Wow.
I was getting photos. I was getting photos from Mr. Howard Campbell, getting photos, sent it off to the Jamaica Observer, and it was on the website while before the next act took the stage. So all of that was happening. We had the folks from IRFM. They came up and they were doing broadcasts back on their radio station in Jamaica, and on their Instagram and Facebook platform directly from the event. All of that was happening. Mm. Of course, the RGR group of companies, the Jamaica Star Dancehall magazine, that they've done probably about four stories already about Groovin' in the Park and all that, some of the things that happened. Locally, we, of course, have to say a big shout out to people like Street Type, Caribbean Life, who did a number of features. They did a big feature on our major sponsor, Colgate, that I think if you haven't seen it, just go online, search Caribbean Life, Colgate, and you'll see a big feature on our major sponsor, Caribbean Times, Super Jam Radio from all the way down there in South Florida. I think Jones' brother, I didn't even know that he lived in the West Palm area. He was telling me about the coverage that has been on Super Jams in South Florida. He listens when I come on every Thursday morning talking about Groovin'. Mm-hmm. There's, of course, WAVS down there in South Florida. I have to say a special big up to Special K, because I think every video that I sent out, she posted on Instagram, which is phenomenal, truly phenomenal, a special supporter of Groovin' in the Park. Mm-hmm. Of course, there's Face View Images, Weird Sat Magazine, all of the programs on WVIP. I think Avril, there's Keelan, Fat Ford, all of them really rallied and support us. There's Sean from What's Up New York, big supporter. Ellie, I mean, there's just so many people to thank.
Indeed. And then Andrea Bullins, boy, I don't know how you do it, handling sponsorship and then executing in the park on the day of the event. And I know you were under a lot of pressure. You had one of the key sponsors, presenting sponsor in the park that you were handling. That was Colgate. You had supporting sponsors like Grace Foods that, you know, executing that and also making sure that, on the other hand, the co-producing Grooving in the Park. Tell us about all of this, Andrea.
Yes, I'm here. Well, we're just grateful to have the support of the local and major corporations with us. You know, they're all key players. They're passionate about Grooving and they believe in the brand. So, you know, it's just a pleasure. You know, after doing it this many years, yes, it is tiring. And, you know, you want to make sure you dot all the I's and cross all the T's and ensure that all the entitlements are met, you know, whenever we promise our sponsors that we deliver. And I think that's why our sponsors keep coming back because, you know, they get more than their money's worth. And additionally, they enjoy the event. I'm just going to say, so, you know, it was great to have everybody back in the park. I mean, I just thought for a minute on the day of, I had a flashback to where we were in 2020, early 2020, where we were starting to plan Grooving, and, you know, everything was, you know, everything came to a halt because of COVID. And, you know, you wondered if we were ever, at some point when we were all locked in our homes and, you know, we didn't trust to even walk outside because we thought the air was contaminated. And you think of all the thousands and thousands of people that that attend Grooving, you wonder if we were ever going to be able to gather like that again. So, you know, we're just thankful that we are able to resume Grooving. And yes, you know, Chris did play it safe and we did 3 years off. Some folks did less. So now to be able to come back to where we were, and all the fans, all the supporters, the community who makes this event, whether we plan on coming back or not, and I'm sure Chris will attest to this, everybody was asking, when is Grooving coming back? Because it's now not just our event, it's everybody's event. The community is just so much a part of it, so much so involved, and they look forward to it. And likewise, you know, the sponsors, they go to their superiors, on the inside. I'm sure I've got to give credit to folks like Jennifer Peru and, you know, Gregory Malcolm, David and Eugene at Colgate, because I know that they're backing internally as Jamaicans, well, as both two of them are Jamaicans within. And, you know, Chris can speak more on, you know, Uber Eats, but just folks like Grace Foods that's been there with us since the beginning, JN Money, Jamaica Tourist Board, and welcome in folks like the Resort World Group, because not only are they, you know, bringing the game in, the casino to the community for, you know, additional activities or, you know, socializing, but they also have the Hyatt Hotel, which house a large percentage of our guests or artists who are here for the festival. And they provided us with the facility to host our welcome reception, and they sponsored that, you know, so that was a good gesture on their part, especially Michelle, kudos to Michelle Sutter and her team, and also even for my team, you know, my small team that supports this process each year. You know, it just was a pleasure for us to be back in the park, standing shoulder to shoulder, watching music under the sun.
Indeed, indeed. You know, earlier, Chris, I'm not sure if you heard it, but our musical presentation this morning was from start to finish, where we thank all the artists who performed at Groovin' in the Park. Once again, we say thanks to Steel, thanks to the International Woman in Reggae Music, thanks to Minister Marion All. We got Marion All and we got Lady Saw. We say thanks to all the sound system, from Bass Odyssey to Yard Beat to Dynamic, who was dynamic in the park, Sir David Rodigan, the Timeless 90s with Frisco Kid, Baby Sham, Wayne Wonder, Taurus Riley, and Dean Fraser. And folks are now saying that, boy, Taurus should never challenge Dean on stage again, because that little clash, they said Dean win the clash, they said Dean mash up Taurus. And then Uncle Charlie Wilson, wow, it was amazing. We also want to say a big thank you to the NYPD, the New York City Parks Department, the FDNY, all the civics associations surrounding Roy Wilkins Park, all the elected officials who came out and actually attended Groovin' in the Park. From the stage side, we say thanks to House DJ Richie Poo, co-host Jenny, who did a wonderful job when she returned to Jamaica. Pretty boy Floyd, who ordered food from the door through Uber Eats and said when he finished, he used Colgate to brush his teeth. That is a Groovin' commercial there, Christopher Roberts. So, as Marion All would say, I'm sorry to hurt your feelings.
He never rocked.
Thank you, Marion.
Hey. Tell Satan he never worked.
Hey. Hey. Yeah.
He never worked.
It did not work. Yeah.
Till bad mind he never worked.
Bad mind.
Sorry to hurt your feelings, but I did not die.
Yes.
Sorry to hurt your feelings. As you can see, I'm still alive.
That's right.
Sorry to hurt your feelings. Me no broke yo, that's a lie. Cause my daddy rich, so me rich.
Yeah. No, I had to play that because we got some Lady Saw out of Marion All, Anthony Turner.
Absolutely. But one of the things while we're saying thank you, Ross Clem, I must give a special big up to Dynamic. That is a very special artist, and if he becomes one of the biggest, because a lot of people don't even know that he's actually transitioning from a sound system selector, he's going to be an artist someday.
Mm-hmm.
And if he becomes one of the biggest artists in the world, don't think it just happened coincidentally. This is one of the hardest working man in showbiz. Mm-hmm. The very first interview we did with him, when I was done, and I said, Dynamic, thanks for the interview. I'm going to be calling on you again. He said, Anthony, anytime, anywhere, any space, just call me. I'm always ready. So we have to say a special thanks to him.
Indeed. Hey, Chris, you mentioned thanks to your family earlier on. I glimpsed your mom, Miss Merkel, for the first, briefly at Groovin' in the Park. And I've always said this, Miss Merkel, thank you for having Chris, because without Chris, there wouldn't be no door and there wouldn't be no Groovin' in the Park. And I must thank Miss Merkel because she loved the music, Chris, and even at her age, she keep coming out and full join the event. And I want to say a special thank you to Diddy, who comes up every year and support this wholeheartedly, Chris, because Diddy plays such a key role in Groovin' in the Park. And I'm not going to do this presentation without saying a special thanks to all the drivers, Chris. And Jenny Jen spoke about that. She said the drivers were so professional from start to finish. She said she enjoyed the food that you served her, that the team served there. And we have key members like Mr. Khan, a.k.a. Dumpling Burger, who handles the gate at top-notch security. And the security team, Chris, we got to say thanks to Rich and his team. Huh? Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, Clem. There's a very, very small group of people who make Groovin' happens, mm-hmm. and they every year,
mm-hmm.
and they're volunteers,
mm-hmm.
volunteers. In every sense or every definition of the word,
mm-hmm.
they give up their vacation time at work,
mm-hmm.
and of course their family time.
Mm-hmm.
For weeks to make this happen,
mm-hmm.
and it's one of the reasons I sometimes kind of stay away from calling names because I would hate to forget anyone. But I can't. We can't go without mentioning Diddy, Cheryl Daly's name, mm-hmm. because boy, I mean, and Anne-Marie Grant. Mm-hmm. I mean, these people. I don't know how they do it. I mean, I worked in the corporate world a little bit, so I'm kind of used to the all-nighters. Mm-hmm. But these are people who will do all-nighters for a week straight to make sure things flow smoothly on the day off. Mm-hmm. And it's not easy. It's really not easy dealing with the artist. I mean, mm-hmm. dealing with, especially, you know, when it's a large group, mm-hmm. because it's just so many things to deal with. Mm-hmm. But these guys make it happened.
Yeah,
they are
yeah.
the ones who make Groupin. And you know, there's some people who even here who give up their weekend from work. I mean, mm-hmm. Sandra, Clarence, mm-hmm. Everall, mm-hmm. Fred. Mm-hmm. There is just and the list goes on. But the core group. Mm-hmm. Boy, I mean, I tell you, it's one of the things that really it really encourages me to continue. Sometimes when I get really tough, you know, I say, boy, this is going to be the last group. And but when I see how much they put in, uh-huh. and, you know, and you mentioned my mom. Uh-huh. You know, I know very soon she's going to call me in another few days and ask me who I'm thinking of mm. about next year. And, you know, one of the motivation for me is how she calls me and asks me mm-hmm. periodically who's coming next year or what do I think about the artists from the last concert and the last few concerts. Mm-hmm. And I realize that people, I mean, over in the entire community does this. Mm-hmm. You know, it becomes like a pastime for them also to reflect mm-hmm. on the past performances and also to anticipate who's coming next, and they look forward to it. Mm-hmm. So the concert has a bigger, deeper meaning than just, you know, having a big concert in the park. Mm-hmm. And to individuals, it means a lot. And I see this through my mother, and I just use her as a symbol for the greater community. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's just so many parts to it, and, you know, it's so important. And the Parks Department came to me at about 8 o'clock Sunday night and said, listen, whatever you need to make this happen next year, mm-hmm. you must make it happen. It's great for us. It's great for us as a community. Mm-hmm. And this we were at about 8 o'clock. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know why they were saying it at that stage, but you know, they were encouraged, I guess, by the event was unfolding. Mm-hmm. You know, so it was great.
You know, I've always said this, you know, and when we come back after the 11 o'clock hour, we're going to pick up the thank you presentation. But I've always said this, my commitment when we first started Groovin' was 10 and out. Do 10 years and see what it is. Assess it and see where we go. This is our official 10th anniversary. And I tell you this, the pain and aches I felt this year, it took me days to recover. So in continuing.
It's powerful, it's informative, it's educational with lots of thought-provoking conversations. Yes, it's Groovin' Radio, Saturday morning 9 to 11:30 and Sunday evening 6 to 8. Right here on 93.5 WVIP, hosted by Ross Klemm. Join the Groovin' Radio experience and stay one step ahead.
Singy, Tyrus Riley representing the Grooving Radio, you know? All girls who are tight and all man go on, bless up. I'm a grooving, listening to Grooving Radio. Come on, man.
We could never do this without love. And love has created the entire Grooving team. Thank you, Tyrus.
Give us the teaching of Marcus Chiave.
Indeed.
Kebranegas means glory of kings. Give I and I, Selassie I, and keep the images of lies for yourself. Eat without a vision, perish like suicide.
That's right.
You tell me it's not about color, still you refuse to take the picture off the wall.
the brothers and keep them confused. They don't know who to call on in this spiritual war. Now tell me of a paradise in the sky.
That's a lie.
But that's a lie. Now tell me, I was born in sin and shaped in iniquity, when love created I. Look how many prophets tried
to open our eyes.
To open our eyes.
Can't fool me.
Can't fool me.
And so we say thanks to Tyrus Riley and the Black Soil Band for their performance at Groovin' in the Park. As we return for the final just around 20 minutes of our Groovin' Radio's presentation this Saturday morning, I would be remiss if I go any further without saying a big thank you to the accountant, the lady behind the scene that makes sure everyone get pay. And even though she did not give me that extra ticket this year, or she didn't give me a shirt or something like that, Joan Lewis, I want to say a big thank you for all you do. Because people don't know the amount of work that Joan has to do behind the scenes. The headache that she has to go through. Chris, I think me and you are the only man who get locked out of house at night time. Because as you talk about family, the sacrifice that we have to make to ensure that this happens. I would like someone in the audience to feel that sacrifice at times. And Judith, who hankers the base, the Boulevard Gate at that ticket booth, she also does extraordinary work to ensure that Groovin' in the Park is top-notch. Welcome back, Christopher Roberts. Welcome back, Andrea Bullins and Anthony Turner. Welcome back.
Yes.
Now, Chris, as we wrap up, I'm going to kick it back to you so you can finish up your thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Right. You know, this year more than ever, I could actually see and feel the stress that Joan went through.
Mm.
It was, you know, especially Joan doesn't get involved too much with the artists. Or, you know, even when Spice canceled, you know, she'll ask why, and then she'll move on from that.
Mm-hmm.
But to make sure everything happens behind the scene, from the hotel, the decoration, making sure everyone gets paid. Boy, I tell you, if as you said, we must evaluate after a certain time, you know, where we go and how we do it. And if for one person or one reason that I have to do that, it's because of Joan, because productions require a lot. It requires you. It consumes everything that you do. And in the middle of this, we are running two restaurants, two busy restaurants too. So it really requires all of you, and sometimes more than all of you. So as a person, so, you know, we, you know, I must say, I don't even know, not even words can express my thank you to her, because without her, I mean, of course, there wouldn't be any Groovin' also, because I just couldn't do this by myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you know, we move on, Clem, and as you say, we must evaluate. As I wrap up, one of the things that was obvious to me is one of the biggest beneficiaries of the concert is Branded Jamaica. Branded Jamaica. Every single artist, right through, start to finish, including Charlie Wilson, spoke about Jamaica. We played songs to celebrate Jamaica. In the Song Clash segment, there's one segment that says a salute to Jamaica. And we play songs to celebrate Jamaica. You know, and I really hope that, the powers that can actually sponsor us too. Let me say it as I feel it. Sponsor us from Jamaica. Should do so, because we really sell that brand. We're very patriotic people, and we're very loyal to our brand. And you know, as I said, when we reflect, and you know, frankly, when we approach the agencies that are supposed to assist in doing that, they don't. I mean, we don't have a brand from Jamaica that stands out at our concert. We don't. The truth be told. But yet are the biggest beneficiary is that brand, from the artist to the audience. you know, all our promotions, it's all about Jamaica. So you know, we need that's one of the things we need to evaluate. We probably are not talking to the right people or something, but to me, it's unbelievable that we can do so much to promote an island. If I wasn't a Jamaican and I attended the concert, I would want to go to Jamaica because I want to know what is there, what is there about this place that I'm at this concert and every single person is talking about this place.
One thing, Chris, one thing that I want to say to the public is that one of the biggest things that people spoke about is the introduction of the sound system, the four continent sound system showcase. And a lot of people were saying earlier, boy, you guys are messing with the template, that a successful template that you've had over 9 years, and it's not the right place. And we did our best to sell it, to explain to people that this is a part of our culture. And I can tell you, one of the most celebrated pieces of Grooving 2023 that I got from a lot of the people I spoke with, people enjoyed it. And to see that three of the sound systems that we presented are not even Jamaican born, and they've embraced our culture in such a huge and a big way. And now when you talk to a Dynamic, he's telling us that, boy, I want to start a sound system culture in Africa. I want more people there to be playing sound system and celebrating Jamaica. So you talk about Brand Jamaica, Chris. Here's an opportunity. I mean, three sounds, non-Jamaican, and they're, because of what not just Grooving did, but what happens in Jamaica and some of what the people in the culture has done, they're pushing our Brand Jamaica in places that we can never take it.
Indeed.
For one.
Indeed.
You know, personally. So,
you know, and
I just wanted to mention that.
And one of the changes that took place this year at Grooving, and probably folks, we have to get used to this, we had a small number of ticket outlets. Very small number of ticket outlets this year. We try to direct people to go online and purchase your tickets online. So people who are out of state went online and purchased their ticket. But we must say a big thank you to ticket outlets like JN Money, who's also a sponsor. It was so good to see Mr. Earl Jarrett, the man who hankers the Jamaica National Group of Companies, came all the way from Jamaica. Thanks to People's Choice Furniture in the Bronx, the Door Restaurant, the HQ, always have tickets. The Smokehouse Restaurant also had tickets for Grooving in the Park. So we thank everyone who sold tickets. VP Records, we thank them so much for their participation and what they do. And last, I want to say to everyone who purchased a ticket, everyone who purchased a ticket for Grooving in the Park, you are extremely special to us because you keep this brand going. And we don't take this lightly. We don't take when you purchase a ticket lightly, because if you don't purchase that ticket, it does not give us an opportunity to look at next year and say, let's do Grooving one more year. Let's do Grooving two more years. You mean so much to us. And when I stand on that stage and I looked to the back of Roy Wilkins Park and I see the thousands and thousands and thousands of people that came through that gate and filled that park out as the evening goes on, it brings joy to our hearts. So we say thank you so much for supporting the brand. Andrew Bullins, before you go this morning, any final words before you wrap?
You mentioned it already that, you know, we're able to attract heads of companies to the park. It was good to have Mr. Earl Jarrett. And also to celebrate maybe the oldest fan of Grooving, which is Miss Daphne Mahoney. She's the president of Mustard Seed, and I'm a part of Mustard Seed. And whether she's coming in her wheelchair or not, she's not into Grooving. And there's so many people, you know, like my mom, of course, you know, she too, not too far behind Daphne. But it's just so good to see.
Mm-hmm.
From the toddlers all the way to the senior citizens, come out and feel safe. You know, congratulate Chris, and of course, it's a team. It's a team effort.
Mm-hmm.
To keep this brand going, and of course all the sponsors. Mm-hmm. We've said it again and again. It's something that we can be proud of.
Yeah.
It's such a part of the community. It's gone beyond us, and it's just, it's very encouraging for us to keep it going. And when major corporations are reaching out to us, and please continue to reach out. call us. Don't wait until next. Call us now. You can find us. We welcome more and more folks on board. We've had some major brands over the years that have come and with us annually. Some are not. AARP, Metro PCS, several, too many to name.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing that we can be proud of, and we can continue to present this quality brand to the community, because what's important to us is that the artists, the lineup of artists, makes a difference to the audience. And when folks would normally have been hesitant in the past as to whether they should come out to a concert like this or not, and now, they're confident that, yes, I can invite my family, I can invite, folks from other communities to come and enjoy Groovin', then, it's definitely a brand that all of us should be proud of as team members and, continue to bring quality to the community.
I think we're blessed. As a team, I think we're blessed. It doesn't matter what we go through. Yeah, it doesn't matter what we go through. Yeah, Chris?
Before we run, I don't want to forget a couple of people who play key roles in our presentation every year, for the last 10 years, who they travel to come here to volunteer, for most part. Papi, Jones' brother, Dudley, Miguel, Kelly, between Florida and Jamaica, these guys come here. They come from Wednesday, and they make sure they said, listen, whatever you have to do, let's get it done. And also Zella, who is not too far from the park, she knows her position every year, and we don't even have to make a call, to say, yo, we're going to need you. People plan, these volunteers plan around the concert.
Indeed.
So, we are very grateful.
Indeed.
And Andrea mentioned the sponsors. To have an Uber Eats in the park as a sponsor is just a great, great accomplishment for us. But not even the accomplishment that really impressed me is that what impressed me is that a major company who does a lot of business in our community decides to partner with us present a concert.
Indeed.
And we really need to see more of that. And I hope our community understands it and the way it works and support those companies that really support us. Primarily, Uber Eats this year, and of course, Colgate, Race was there. J&J is Jamaica National is always there.
Indeed.
We just want to support who support us, and we encourage our community to do the same.
Indeed. Hold on, Anthony. As I took the stage on Sunday to open Groovin' in the Park, and I reflect back on the last 3 years, personally, I've been through a lot. And I chose this song to journey us home today.
Jesus said that if anyone forsake our brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or land for his name's sake, they will receive 100-fold and also inherit eternal life. And that's what I want. That is why my mind is made up to follow you, Jesus. My mind is made up, I'll never turn back. My mind is made up to follow you, Jesus. My
is fatal. I'll never turn back.
As we reflect on those who we lost who have partake at Grooving in the Park over the years, the commitment and the obligation that we have, without Jesus, without the Almighty, this would never be possible. We remember people like OJ. We remember people who have worked as engineers and work on the stage at Grooving in the Park, whether you work as a security or a volunteer. And we lost you over the last 3 years. We miss you. We miss you. But we do this for you.
To follow you, Jesus. Mine is so made up. I'll never turn back.
You know, I got this thing where we said, we're all in now. There's no turning back. We have two dates in mind for 2024. Just in mind, the 23rd and the 30th. It's in mind. Not telling you that it's going to happen in that order or on those dates. But as we reflect on what we will do going forward, even here with Grooving Radio, there's news that this radio station is going to be making some changes. What's going to happen, I don't know. But ladies and gentlemen, as we pray and hope for the best. Christopher Roberts, final thoughts, real quick.
Yeah, Clem, thanks. I would be remiss if I don't say thanks to my brother, Gary, and my sister, Karen, because, you know, they feel my pain. So, you know, I can't go without saying, you know, thank you to them. So, I as we talk about next year, I just want the public to know there are a few people who vote every year and what we do in the following year. And so if you know them, I want you to reach out to them because they have the ballot and the votes. I'm waiting on the votes. So if you know Ralph Clem, reach out to him and tell him vote yes. If you know Andrea Bullen, do the same. Anne-Marie Grant, do the same. If you know Biddy, do the same. And if you know my other half, Miss Joan Lewis, reach out to them. And if you really want the concert, please tell them to vote yes, because the ballots are due in very shortly.
Well, election have consequences, folks. Always remember that. Election have consequences. So, depending on how we vote, and we will make a vote to see where we go from here. We thank you all so very, very much.
Clem, you know what, Clem? I always do this. I always leave my kids for the last. Because, boy, I sometimes don't know how to even tell them thanks. And I leave them for last because I don't want to start crying. You know, I cry very easily on a march. These kids, they, you know, if I'm up 3-4 in the morning, I can call any one of them and say, guys, this is what I'm thinking. Sometimes they reach out to me. I remember when Spice canceled, and my daughter reached out to me and said, listen, I guess she saw it on me and she said, listen, you will get through it too. And it was the moment when I needed that because it was extremely stressful. And you know what I'm talking about. So I want to say to them, thank you, thank you. I don't even think I deserve such great kids, but you know what? They're there for me. Thanks.
Thank you, guys. Anthony, we're around.
Just wanted to mention three names.
60 seconds.
Reese, Nicole Williams, Sandra Williams.
Indeed.
And, of course, my own family, Althea Turner. And my kids for this.
Indeed.
Supporting.
Indeed. We're there, guys. We're gonna have to turn the station. Andrea.
Well, you know, everybody's mentioning their family. And if there's any testament to how we feel about the Grooving brand, my entire family, my son Jahir, my daughter Zara, my daughter Zina, my mom, my aunt, they're always at the park. So if we feel it's safe to bring our family to the park and, you know, have them be a part of this with us, then you know, it's definitely a testament to how much confidence we have in the brand. Oh, and you also.
Indeed. You know, Chris, I almost did not make it home on Monday morning because Zara threatened me that if she did not go on the stage and see what I see, she's told me to sleep with one eye open. So speaking of family, they're very, very committed. Got to turn the station over now, guys.
You mentioned LaToya also.
Yes. Got to turn the station over now to the Wake Up Radio team. So we say thank you. Iry Jam comes up at 1. At 6 p.m., it's going to be Link Up. At 8, it's going to be Soundshot. Groovin' Radio returns tomorrow evening. And it's a countdown. We don't know what's going to happen here at WVIP. So I thank you guys so much. Christopher Roberts, Anthony Turner, Andrew Bullins, the entire Groovin' team. Thank you guys for all you do. Until tomorrow evening, 6 p.m., y'all take care. One love. Peace, love, and blessings.